KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Riverside Bulldog volleyball team advanced to the Class 1A Region 2 semifinals with a three-game sweep of the Cam Cougars on Monday night in Oakland. The Bulldogs were able to use some nice point runs throughout each set to grab the win 25-22, 25-15, and 25-14. The Bulldogs got down early in the first game, 8-4, then used runs of 3, 4, and 5 points to grab control. The Bulldogs then had back-to-back 5-point runs from the Cougars to take the opener. Riverside had 3 runs of 5 points each in the second, and that controlled that one. The third saw some stellar service play from Jaden Achenbach with 6 aces to seize the victory. Achenbach finished with the night with 8 aces, 10 kills, and 5 digs. Izzy Blummel was also great at the net with 8 kills to go along with 7 digs and 2 service aces. The Bulldogs improved to 25-12 on the year. They'll now play Coon Rapids Bayard Thursday in the regional semifinals at 7 o'clock at a site to be determined. Cam had some early fire in the match, just couldn't string together enough key points at times throughout the match as they finished the season with a mark of 10-22. Now, that was in Region 2 in Class 1A. The other matchup saw Coon Rapids Bayard defeat Glen Ralston 3-1. Bowyer Valley over West Harrison 3-1. St. Albert swept 3 in a row from Woodbine. In Class 1A Region 3 last night, Sydney beat Bedford 3 straight. Lennox over Lamoni 3-2. East Mills beat East Union 3-0. And Southwest Valley over Stanton 3-1. In Class 2A play last night in Region 3, Clarion Goldfield Dows beat Northwest Webster 3 in a row. South Central Calhoun over IKM Manning 3 straight. East Sac County beat Maple Valley 3 in a row. It was West Monona over Logan Magnolia 3-2. In Class 2A Region 4, Grundy Center beat Ogden 3 in a row. Woodward Granger over Van Meter 3-1. Underwood over AHSTW in 3 straight, while ACGC went the distance, beating Trainer 3-2. In Class 2A, Region 5, it was Van Buren over Cardinal 3-2. Pella Christian beating Pleasantville 3 in a row. Nottoway Valley downing Mount Air 3-0. And West Central Valley beat Earlham 3-2 in last night's action. Action continues at postseason volleyball tonight for the larger classes. In tonight's volleyball schedule, in Class 3A, Region 2 in the semifinals, OABCIG will play at Kemper Catholic. Also in the Region 3 semifinals in Class 3A, Creston is at Des Moines Christian, while Shenandoah visits Red Oak. In Class 4A play tonight, a Region 1 semifinal has Carroll hosting Denison. A Region 2 semifinal in Class 4A includes Glenwood at home against Norwalk. The other match is Harlan at Lewis Central. In Class 5A tonight, in a Region 1 semifinal, Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln hosting Sioux City East, while Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in Region 2 will play at West Des Moines Valley tonight. All those matches underway at 7 o'clock this evening with the winners moving forward. Let's check the Radio Iowa High School football poll for this week. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley is top rated with Dowling Catholic number 2, Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Ankeny Centennial. Round out the top 5 with Southeast Polk, Bettendorf, Ankeny, Waukee, and Urbandale, the rest of the top 10. In 3A, Western Dubuque is number 1, with Solon and Cedar Rapids Xavier 2 and 3. Dallas Center Grimes is number 4. They'll face Harlan this Friday in a playoff game. North Scott is rated 5. Lewis Central is in at number 6. Sergeant Bluff Luton and Independence are 7 and 8. Norwalk is rated 9th. They'll be playing Glenwood on Friday. And Pella is number 10. In Class 2A, Waukon is top rated. Clear Lake and Algona are 2 and 3. OABCIG is number 4, with Waterloo Columbus 5th. Benton is 6th. Green County is at number 7. Des Moines Christian, Williamsburg, and Spirit Lake round out the top 10 in 2A. In 1A, Dyke New Hartford is top rated. They'll face Panorama Friday night in playoff action. Van Meter's rated number 2, with West Branch, South Central Calhoun, and West Sioux finishing off the top 5. West Lyon is number 6. Trainer is 7th. They'll face 8th ranked Western Christian on Friday night. Underwood is number 9. They'll play number 5, West Sioux, Friday, while Iowa City Regina is rated 10th. In Class A, West Hancock is top rated. They'll face IKM Manning Friday night. Also in the top 10, St. Ansgar, North Tama, MFL Marmac, and Grundy Center are the top 5, with Earlham, Woodbury Central, Edgewood, Colesburg, BGM, and South O'Brien rounding out the top 10. South O'Brien faces Tri-Center Friday. In the 8-man rankings, Don Bosco is number 1, Turkey Valley is number 2, Remsen St. Mary's is rated 3rd. They'll face off against East Mills Friday night. Audubon is 4th ranked. They'll play number 6, Harris Lake Park, while Coon Rapids Bayard at number 5 will face Number 8, Fremont Mills, Friday night. After Harris Lake Park at 6, Easton Valley is 7th, Fremont Mills 8th, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is 9th, and Cam in at number 10 this week. They'll face off against Lamoni Friday night. By the way, we've got a Friday football schedule put together for you for the playoffs. We'll have two games for you here on KJAN. One on the radio, one online. Eight-man playoffs. Friday night, we'll have Audubon facing Harris Lake Park from Chiz Jones Field in Audubon. And we'll have that game for you Friday night here on the radio, 7 o'clock kickoff. 6:30 is pregame. Chris and Mike will have that one for you. I'll be in Lamoni Friday night. Yeah, wish me luck. Cam is on the road at Lamoni Friday night, and we'll have that game from Graceland University. And that'll be a 7 o'clock start time as well. 6:30 will be the pregame start on that one. And you can listen to the audio broadcast on our KJAN TV page. We're not allowed to do video in the postseason because of some silly rule. So we'll just do the audio broadcast. I'll be joined by a few Cam students as well as we'll bring you that live. Cam at Lamoni, that'll be on the KJAN TV stream Friday night at KJAN.com. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes will use their off week to get some needed rest. The Hawkeyes are 6-2 after a 20-0 win at Northwestern, and this is their second bye week of the season.
Our strategy really is to rest our players a little bit more than we did in the first bye week. I think that's, it's been a long season. They've gone 12 weeks now since the start of preseason practice. So I think the biggest thing right now is get their feet back underneath them a little bit and get some of the soreness out that just comes with playing football.
The Hawkeyes return to action on November 9th at Wisconsin.
This is really where things really materialize, and there's a lot to play for on a lot of different levels. But, you know, if you look at the conference race, certainly it will get this decided in November on both sides, and it's wide open right now as far as I can tell.
As Ferentz mentioned, there is a lot to play for in the final month.
It's really who can play the best coming down the stretch. We got four very challenging, very important games, and we can't do anything but take care of the first one. That's where our focus is going to be. We know we have a tough challenge in our hands there. But we'll take this week to regroup, and then we'll look forward to getting ready for it starting next Sunday.
Game time's now been set as well for that Iowa-Wisconsin matchup. That'll be a 3 o'clock kickoff from Wisconsin, from Madison, coming up a week from Saturday. We'll have it for you here. The Iowa State Cyclones will travel to face the Oklahoma Sooners on the gridiron on November 9th, and their game has been set as well. That'll be a 7 o'clock Central Time kickoff. That'll be televised on Fox. The Cyclones are off this week as well. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says defensive end Jaquan Bailey will redshirt and then return for his final season. Bailey underwent surgery after suffering a leg injury in ISU's Big 12 opener at Baylor.
The best case scenario is by the time we get back here in January and February, he's cleared for the winter workout portion of things and then obviously spring practice. And so, you know, I think that'd be really huge for him.
Yeah, Bailey's hope is to be cleared for winter workouts. The Cyclones are now off until a November 9th visit to Oklahoma, and Campbell hopes the time off will allow some injured players to heal, and that includes safety Greg Eisworth.
I think he can make great strides in the consistency of his health with, you know, really kind of after the sixth play of the game, you know, getting that game off and then having the ability to get two full weeks under his belt of treatment and kind of strengthening. I think he'll be in great shape, you know, for the final stretch run of things.
Brock Purdy threw interceptions on the final three drives of the 34-27 loss to Oklahoma State Saturday, but Campbell says he was most disappointed with the start of the game.
From an offense and defensive standpoint, you know, just really not the football team that we've shown to be and what we want to be. And next thing you know, you're in a football game that really doesn't match the style of play that's allowed you to have success.
Campbell says they'll use their off week to focus on the fundamentals.
We know exactly what wins and we know exactly what loses. And I think for us, it's the ability for us to just pound away at the fundamentals and details of making sure that as we get into some of these big games down the stretch run, that we've got the ability to really hang on the fundamentals and details of what allows us to win football games.
And again, that next game against Oklahoma on November 9th, a 7 p.m. kickoff. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers are the latest team to hang an L on the Miami Dolphins. James Conner ran for 145 yards and a touchdown, and Mason Rudolph overcame a shaky start to guide the Steelers' offense to a 27-14 win over the winless Dolphins last night. In other NFL news, Denver Broncos quarterback Joe Flacco will miss Sunday's game against the Browns because of a herniated disc in his neck. Flacco's been sacked 26 times already this season for a league-leading 194 yards after being sacked 16 times in 9 games with the Ravens last season. The Cardinals have acquired running back Kenyon Drake from the Dolphins for a conditional sixth-round draft pick in 2020. The 25-year-old Drake gives the Cardinals some depth at the position, while starter David Johnson and backup Chase Edmonds deal with injuries. A person with direct knowledge of the deal says the Jets have traded defensive lineman Leonard Williams to the Giants for a third-round draft pick next year and a fifth-rounder in 2021. The Browns have agreed to trade linebacker Gennard Avery to the Eagles for an undisclosed 2021 draft pick, and the Chargers fired offensive coordinator Ken Wisenhunt following a 3-5 start to their season. And the Washington Nationals remain unsure about the health of pitcher Max Scherzer and catcher Kurt Suzuki heading into tonight's Game 6 of the World Series against Houston. Scherzer was scratched from his Game 5 start on Sunday night because of nerve irritation near his neck and had a cortisone shot. Scherzer won the opener and hopes to be able to pitch in a Game 7 if the Nationals get that far. Suzuki missed the last two games after injuring his right hip flexor on Friday. Houston won 3 in a row at Washington to take a 3-2 World Series lead. Steven Strasburg starts for the Nationals tonight. Justin Verlander goes for the Astros in Game 6 in Houston. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.